happen. I really believe that. There's something very good going to happen. We have to get back. So think of it. In this horrible period, this horrible, dark period where this monster came and worked its horrible, horrible spell over the world, 184 countries as of this morning. 184 countries. Something good going to happen. I really believe that. There's something very good going to happen. We have to get back. So think of it. In this horrible period, this horrible, dark period where this monster came and worked its horrible, horrible spell over the world, 184 countries. Period.
And now...
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat. See? Nothing up my sleeve. Presto! Wrong hat.
Hey, what's up, YouTube? It's Richie from Boston. It's the 21st of January in the year 2025. And Donald Trump is getting it done for America. He's signing executive orders left and right. He's made the cartels terrorist groups. If you had a child and you were an illegal immigrant, your child is no longer an American. They're out. Everyone's getting deported. There's only two sexes in America now, male and female. Phenomenal. Donald Trump is getting it done. Didn't mention anything about, gas prices, prices of food, rent, or drones, or any of that stuff. Meanwhile, the entire country is getting absolutely rocked with weather modification like we've never seen. Places that have never seen this stuff. It's insane. It is absolutely insane. There's only a couple of warm places in the United States, and currently, because my truck broke down, I'm in one of them for now, but it could be on fire in a half an hour. Who knows? But here's the deal. This is going to be another long video because I made a long video yesterday that I thought pretty much hit on all cylinders, but people are still making apologies for Donald Trump. Well, Donald didn't put his hand on the Bible because God doesn't want you to have oaths. Well, what about when Donald Trump did it last time and how every president's ever done it? And that's what you do. You know what I'm saying? But oh, no, no. Let me explain something to you. Jesus warned us many, many times there will be a strong delusion. And we're looking at it right now. It's almost like somebody's put a magic spell over all the Christians that were awake. Well, I'm going to show you exactly why. And I can already see you putting on your thinking caps. You're getting out your magic Hollywood sticks or your magic wands. And you're getting ready to store up your potions so you can hit back hard in the comment section. Well, if you hit back on the comment section, just unsubscribe and run away after watching this video because I'm going to lay it all out for you. I'm going to lay it all out for you. And most people aren't going to like it because the truth hurts. The truth is unpopular. People don't like the truth. I could have been at probably a couple of million subscribers and living really lovely instead of staying in really crappy motels that I have to figure out if the hotel is going to cost more than a tank of gas will. And if I can swing it, etc. Because I made the decision back during the pandemic to not use code words, to not self-censor, and to stand my ground. Because telling the truth is telling the truth. Saying things like the new order instead of new world order and things of that nature, self-censoring isn't the truth. Remember that next time you're telling the truth. But here we go. I'm going to tell you some things you probably did know, but you didn't know. And I'm going to tell you some things you didn't know that you should know. You see what I'm saying? So here we go. Hold on.
There's a very strange ritual that dates back to ancient Egypt, known as the Osiris Rising or the Rising of Osiris ritual. You'll see it listed in different names on the internet, probably. Osiris, he had a conspirator named Set, and Set wanted to do away with Osiris. So he had him cut up into 14 pieces. Now, his body's cut up into 14 pieces. It gets thrown into the Nile River. And Isis, of course, isn't happy about this. Isis tries to collect all the pieces up, and she's only able to find 13 pieces. So she fashions together those 13 pieces to form a more perfect union, which is the framework of our 13 colonies, a more perfect union, based off of the myth of Osiris. Now, that's showing Egyptian magic even in the framework and the fabric of our foundation, right? It's not an accident that they brought together 13 colonies to form a more perfect union. That was all by design. It was all manufactured. But what's crazy is that she fashions together these 13 pieces, but guess what piece is missing? His genitals. So what do? They set up this ritual. That's what the obelisk is, by the way. The obelisk represents the 14th piece that they couldn't find. It is literally a phallic symbol. You find it in the Vatican. You find it in ancient Egypt. You find it here in the States. You find it all over cemeteries. You find it all over the Masonic lodges. It represents the phallic, the male sex organ of Osiris. And they believe by setting up this ritual, now it's all a recreation of the original ritual that took place between Isis and the 13 pieces of Osiris, which we break down the full ritual in the film. Tom Horn breaks it down right there in the mall area of DC, right between the Washington Monument and the Dome of Isis, which is the Capitol building. Now, this is fascinating because the original ritual had to take place between what we would, in a courtyard, between a dome and an obelisk. Putting those two together like that creates a power generator, literally a generator for this ritual. And the idea is that the seed of Osiris, the seed, is going to come up and emit out of the phallic symbol, which is the Washington Monument, and it's going to take over whoever our president is. Now, this sounds crazy, but think about this. In ancient Egypt, what had happened was that the pharaoh would go through this ritual, he would enter in a man, and he would exit the ritual a god. That was their belief. And they believed that their pharaoh was literally the embodiment of Osiris because of that ritual. They were calling him up out of the underworld. So what we have in America is this same ritual, basically, that the Freemasons believe that they have maintained the proper language and the ritual to a T from the ancient world. They claim to have this still today at the inauguration of every U.S. president. The president is up there, right there between the dome and the obelisk, right there in that power generator, and right around the corner at the Herodome, which is what they call the Masonic Mecca of the world, literally. The Herodome is this temple, this massive, crazy temple in D.C. They are up there beneath that magic square we were talking about, that magic 666 square, binding the influence and the power of the Word of God, they believe. They believe they're binding the power of the Bible while they do this ritual, and they are literally doing the raising of Osiris ritual while the presidential inauguration happens at every election. And they are literally calling on the spirit of Osiris to raise up, or Apollo, however you want to slice it, to come out of the underworld and to possess the president. So the president, you know, the president-elect walks into this ritual a man, exits the ritual a god. This is what the Freemasons believe. Now, people are going to say, well, not every president's a Freemason. Well, most of them have ties to secret societies, but they're not all conscious of the ritual. Doesn't matter. This ritual takes place every inauguration. The Freemasons hold to this. Here's one thing I want to point out about this. The ritual that takes place there, it's been going on now. Since the beginning, to our knowledge, since the beginning of this nation being set up, they believe that it's going to stick eventually. See, they don't know which president is going to be the final Osiris. Now, they believed in the foundation of this nation that Washington was a type. He was the first Osiris. Technically, every president in their eyes is an Osiris. But the crazy thing is that not every time the ritual is going to stick. They have to keep doing it until it actually sticks and they get that one that they've been waiting for. This is kind of like when we talk about Babylon working. You know, how many years, was Jack Parsons and L. Ron Hubbard working in the desert trying to get this ritual to stick? They do this at the inauguration of every U.S. president because they believe there is going to come a time in a president that will be the one. He will be the one, and they will go through this ritual when his body lies in state in the Capitol Dome. I believe they're going to do this ritual, and that final raising ritual, that's going to be the one that's going to stick. I don't believe it's going to stick when they're doing it at an inauguration. The real one's going to take place when this Antichrist man dies. They lay him in state in the Capitol building beneath the 72 pentagrams and the apotheosis of George Washington. And that's not it. There's so much more numerology about the Capitol building and the 13 statues and the statutory hall. But I believe that's the real ritual. That's the one where he's going to raise, where the spirit of Osiris, which the Bible talks about this Apollyon coming up from the bottomless pit.
When you visit D.C., it feels like you're walking through Rome, with all the architecture and all the pagan idols and the statues, the monuments, even down to, and Justin mentioned this, about the Roman pantheon being recreated, and shepherded by Thomas Jefferson. Jefferson wanted to see reconstructed pagan temples to the old gods. He wanted that to be what you see. That's when you're walking down DC, this is what you're going to see. And he was successful in that. Being raised to think that America was built as a Christian nation, you would expect to see crosses. You would expect to see statues of apostles. I don't know. That's just what I have in my mind. If you're going to go, you're going to see some representation of that. And you don't see any of that there.
So I hadn't made a video on that particular ritual in a super long time, well over 10 years ago. So I thought I'd pull up End Times Productions and have them run that 7-minute clip because it was very, very concise. And According to everything that we know and everything that everybody studied and researched and so forth and so on over the years, it would appear that Trump is the reincarnation or is been taken over by the spirit of Set, because that's why they put him back in place after they put Biden in there to completely do a huge psyop and get everybody to support and back up Trump no matter what. Absolutely no matter what. Because MAGA. 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 Yeah. Let's take a look inside of the building that they actually do these rituals in. And let's look at a little bit of the history on it real quick in case you didn't know. This is from the National Archive. And this is the House of the Temple that is located in Washington, D.C. That's the building right there. Everything is sideways. But only thing I really want to show you, because these are all old black and white pictures, I want to show you one thing that's engraved on the wall in the building. They show everybody. This is the Elliot portrait of Albert Pike in the Scottish Rite Freemason Temple. This is the bust of Albert Pike. And Albert Pike was going to bring on the Golden Age. And we are hearing it. I mean, it's astonishing to me that people somehow see this any other way than what it actually is. Here's the Pike's family Bible right here. There's a snuff box. A couple of old powder horns, a nice little miniature right there. A couple of rare Washington medals, and of course the old apron, you know what I mean? And then there's Freemasons like Benjamin Franklin, George Washington, and pretty much everybody of relevance in the United States history ever. But what I wanted to point out was this one last thing down here. In the darkness comprehended it not in the east, a place of light where, I don't know what that says. Paul Revere certificate from Boston. The British are coming. I would be the modern day Paul Revere. This is what I wanted you to see. What we have done for ourselves alone dies with us. What we have done for others and the world remains and is immortal. Albert Pike. That should say immoral. But people don't understand. How did Trump do all this? Well, he told you this during COVID. When he convinced you, he was actually saying that he was seriously alluding that the entire pandemic was no good. It wasn't real. It was fake news. And then magically him and his wife got sick. And magically there was no vaccine, but they got a vaccine. And within 2 days, they were both healthy again. You see what I mean? But let's take a look at what does MAGA actually mean? I mean, make America great again, right? Well, it's not accurate. And I've been telling you this for years, and a lot of others have as well. What does MAGA actually stand for? Make America Great Again, correct? Well, it's not exactly accurate because a magician, MAGA in Latin means magic, magical, witch. MAGA in Italian means sorceress or witch. MAGA in Spanish means magician, wizard, or illusionist. MAGA in Polish. See, I'm Italian and Polish, so he's a sorceress, witch, magician. MAGA in Sanskrit. Isn't that crazy? Sanskrit. Magician or priest of the sun. Priest of the sun. Maybe that's why Trump is orange like the sun, but I don't know. So, yeah. This is just something on a website. Blah, 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 blah. Remember the 2017 cover? Remember the 2017 cover where he was sitting on top of the world? He was the king of the world, remember? King of the world, like we don't live in a democracy where people will vote every 4 years, right? Because that's what you do, you vote every 4 years. So he can't be the king unless people never voted again. But surely, that would never happen. Well, it turns out it will happen, and don't call me Shirley.
And vote. Vote early. Vote absentee. Vote on election day. I don't care how, but you have to get out and vote. And again, Christians, get out and vote just this time. You won't have to do it anymore. 4 more years. You know what? It'll be fixed. It'll be fine. You won't have to vote anymore, my beautiful Christians. I love you, Christians. I'm a Christian.
Well, Richie, I study sign language, and I know this, that, and the other thing. Well, you know what? I studied discernment, and when he says, I'm not, he's shaking his head. If you can't see it, I don't know what to tell you, but here's the deal. People are going to say, well, that MAGA, that's just a website. Well, let's go to another website and see what MAGA says. What's the meaning of it, okay? Okay, so we're at the super happy, fun Church of Satan website, which is awesome. It's a great website. I love this. It's a beautiful, beautiful website. If you read this website, you'll never have to read it again. I'm not a Satanist. You're a Satanist. Blah, blah, blah. This is the hierarchy in the Church of Satan. And this website's been up for a long time. A lot longer than MAGA. Let's see what... So, if you're a registered member, you don't have a degree. If you're an active member, meaning you're a Satanist, you're a first degree. If you're a witch or a warlock, you're a second degree. Priestess, third degree. Magister, fourth degree. The highest level you can go in the Church of Satan is MAGA. Yeah. MAGA. But it's all just a coincidence. It's all coincidental. It's not like someone's actually come out and said that Trump was a great magician. It's not like he's alluded to it. I don't even know how many times. But I mean, it's not like the biggest witch on earth has ever come out and said something like Trump was good for witchcraft or anything. Right? Right?
Ability in how, you know, how their life is conducted or how what they're in support of.
You know, I just want to share with you one really funny opinion. But there is, in Lapland, there is a group of the shamans there who do something called collective dreaming. They will go together in seclusion and do the rituals with, you know, eating very little food and being in a solitude for a long time. And they will go and dream the dreams. And the dream have to be collective, same dream. So coming out of this dream, this once of the shaman told me that actually the best thing happened in this planet right now is the Trump to be the president. I say, how is this possible? It's the best thing to happen. He say, yes, because he's so irrational. He's so crazy. That's actually create that awakening that we finally wake up. Because before it will be another guy and another guy and everything looks similar. But he's so different than anything else. So he's the magician who waking us up. What do you think about that? That kind of theory.
Now that happy little woman was Marina Abramovich. And she's the one that introduced Hollywood to cannibalism, witchcraft, sorcery, and she cast her spell wide because she's been with all sorts of really, really famous people, and you heard her. These priests in Lapland went into a cave, they all fasted and stayed in solitude for days and days and days until they all had the exact same dream. And in that dream, Donald Trump was a true magician, MAGA. Top of the line, high priest, top of the Church of Satan, MAGA. And you've got jerk-offs in America that claim that they're Christians. I apologize for calling you jerk-offs. It is what it is. Walking around with the red and white MAGA hats on, having zero idea what they are, and the information's been out forever. This is like the fifth time I've made a video on MAGA and what it is, but this time, I'm going all the way. And if you don't see the forest for the trees, please don't ever watch my videos again. You are part of the problem. I'm sorry to say it, but it is what it is. I'm getting sick of people leaving comments. What can we do? What can we do? What you can do is wake up and stop being swayed by the magicians. We've warned you of all their tricks. We've told you what they're going to say. We told you which way they're going to go. And now they're all saying it. They're all saying it. Trump is literally just putting military on the street. And now he's making our fellow country, Mexico, that our government, the DEA, the FBI, the ATF, the government, the Senate, the presidents, have all been making bazillions of dollars off flooding our own country with drugs because our government is the one that introduced drugs into this country, period. You couldn't smuggle in 7,000 tons of cocaine weekly if we weren't allowing it. That's a fact. And Trump still hasn't talked about what the drones were. He hasn't mentioned them at all. He's saying all certain very specific things. All the things he said he was going to square away, he's not doing that. What he's doing is turning our country into an absolute military police state. But here, let's listen to Marina Abramović again.
With your one really funny opinion, but there is a, in Lapland there is a group of the shamans there who do something called collective dreaming. They will go together in seclusion and do the rituals with eating very little food and being in solitude for a long time, and they will go and dream the dreams. And the dream have to be collective, same dream. So coming out of this dream, this once the shaman told me that actually the best thing happened in this planet right now is the Trump to be the president. I said, how is this possible? It's the best thing to happen. He said, yes, because he's so irrational. He's so crazy. That's actually create that awakening that we finally wake up. Because before it would be another guy and everything was similar. But he's so different than anything else. So the, actually, he's the magician who waking us up. What do you think about that? That kind of theory.
Okay, so for the people that are newer, that don't understand who Marina Abramović is, here, I did this a long time ago, but it still stands.
And even this wasn't enough. They have to go after the children because these people, not only do they really seriously engage in this. I mean, what do you think this is? Look at it. There, you know, it's everywhere. It's absolutely everywhere. This, they embrace this evil witch like she's the, like she's ISIS. You know, which is what we hear about all the time. The same stuff you see in the back of your dollar bill. This is what these people are into. And if you can't figure that out, I guess there's no hope for you. Sorry to say it, but apparently there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be lost. It was written a long time ago in every single ancient text, and apparently it's coming to pass. Two men will stand side by side. One will see it. I don't know why that's in there. Well, that's kind of weird though, huh? That's in there with spirit cooking. Whatever. I've met him. I talked to him. Yeah. I don't understand why awake preachers are still pushing Sunday, but I digress. If you want to go down this path, if you want to be rich and famous, you have to stick with these guys. And that's exactly what they're doing. When they allowed the Podesta emails to come out, because that was all a psyop, I don't care. I don't know what, you know, I don't know what to tell you. WikiLeaks is co-opted. They own this stuff. They wanted all this to come out because they want people to know what it is they do with children. This was the goal. This is what they're going for right here. The fact that National Geographic put a child on the cover as opposed to putting the story of the parents of this child being put in jail for allowing a child. I don't think I'm a girl or a, I still don't know what it is. I don't think I'm a girl or a boy. So they start giving their own kid hormones at 9 years old. Guess what? You're not making life decisions like that. And if your parents are allowing you to, you're an idiot.
I believe that art of the future is art without objects. This is just pure transmission of energy between the viewer and artist. To me, mixed reality is this answer.
This was a unique opportunity to take the most legendary artists working now and capture them in such a way that they are translatable forever.
If you're a collector, you're trying to find works that break new ground. We here at Christie's believe that this is that. And it will be the first time that a mixed reality artwork is sold at auction.
There was always a question what you buy when you buy performance. You buy the video or you buy the edition of photographs. Here, you actually can have the artist's presence in your collection.
The first thing that we had to figure out was you had to feel that you were in the room with Marina, not a document of Marina. So HoloLens 2 was created by people who quite clearly have an interest in the audience forgetting that they are using technology. So the purest expression of artistic intent can happen.
I really want viewer to be with me in the space, in here and now. The life is dealing with what is going to stay after I'm not there anymore. And I can face myself. And that's a frightening experience. Really like you're facing your own ghost. There is always this great idea of immortality. Once you die, the work will never die because the work of art can continue. In performance, the piece is only in the memory of the audience and nowhere else. Here, I am kept forever.
Spirit cooking has been brought to the forefront all of a sudden. It's come out of the dark into the light. It's been around forever. And the people that are in power in our government and around the world, as well as celebrities and all other people of means, have followed this for the longest time. This is nothing new. There is nothing new under the sun. In the end, all things will become known. And that's exactly what we're seeing happening right now. This woman, Marina Abramović, is doing a ritual called spirit cooking. And if you look at the news, you look around, this is all over the place now. The alleged that the candidate running for president right now, the presidential selection for 2016, is involved with this, as well as Podesta and all other people. This has been around for a long time. This is nothing new at all. The one thing I want to point out in this video right here is the fact that she has what's known as a golem in the corner and the ritual that she does with the said golem, as well as the fact that she's painting with breast milk, menstrual blood, sperm, feces, and urine. And she's also giving a detailed description of what to do to actually carry out this particular ritual, which is very extensive. They zoom in on it to give it the theatrical air of mystery, so to speak. But notice in the corner what appears to be a golem or a homunculus. What is that, you ask? I'll show you. Watch this. This video, Age of Deceit 2, made by Gon Shimura from Face Like the Sun, can explain it better than I, but this is nothing new. This all goes back to the works by Aleister Crowley and, again, all the rich and wealthy people that have followed his work over the years.
It should be clear by now that the modern technological and scientific agenda is built upon the same spiritual philosophies as ancient alchemy. The desire for man to create artificial life and as a result, play God, is nothing new. One of the goals for the alchemists was to create what is known as the golem, an animated anthropomorphic being created purely out of inanimate matter through magical workings. Hebrew word golem is used once in the Bible and is found in Psalms 139:16, translated as unformed substance. Quote, your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written, every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them. According to Talmudic legends, Adam was initially created by God as a golem, or as a body without a soul, for the first 12 hours of his existence. The substance that gave his mindless body a soul was the breath of God. It was at this point that man became the image bearers of God. Quote, then the Lord God formed the man of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living soul. While it is appropriate for God himself to create life out of non-life, it is easy to see that man attempting to do the same is in essence playing out the lie that was promised to us before the fall of mankind. The methods to form a golem were vast and complex, involving everything from meditative techniques, numerological markings, and ritual chanting. There are many Jewish traditions of holy rabbis and sages creating a golem. For example, when Eliezer of Worms, a 12th century Talmudist and mystic, commented on the Sefer Yetzirah, or what is known as the Book of Formation, one of the earliest Kabbalistic writings, he gave a detailed and complex report of how to form a golem through advanced spiritual meditative techniques called the 221 Gates. But perhaps the most famous golem is the one allegedly created by Rabbi Yehuda Levi ben Bezalel of Prague, known as the Maharal, in the 16th century. The legend goes that the Maharal created a golem named Yosel to help save the Jews of Prague from the blood libel, an early form of anti-Semitism where cults derived from Roman Catholicism falsely accused the Jews for kidnapping and murdering children to use their blood in religious rituals. After fulfilling his purpose, the golem Yosel was deanimated by the Maharal. It is widely believed that Yosel's body was stored and still lays in the attic of Prague's Old New Synagogue, a building that was curiously not destroyed by the Nazis in World War II. In fact, it is believed that the Gestapo didn't even enter the attic when they took hold of the synagogue. This is no surprise, since it is well known that Hitler spoke often of the Übermensch to describe the National Socialist agenda of creating a biological superior Aryan race that would rule the earth for 1,000 years.
So that should give you a basic understanding of who Marina Abramović is. She's been friends with everybody. I mean, Christie's, Microsoft. Microsoft promoted her. Christie's is one of the biggest auction houses on earth. They're promoting her as the best artist ever. She's literally, literally trying to raise a homunculus or a golem. That was the little inanimate object in the corner that she was throwing human feces, urine, sperm, breast milk, and children's blood on. But they mentioned the Nazis. The Nazis wouldn't go near the golems. It's not like we have Nazis these days, right? Well, I guess you do. I guess you do. And speaking of Elon, Elon's making his own army. And everybody's buying into it. It's all good. No problem. This guy that lies about video games, lies about playing poker, suddenly came out with consumer available drones. I mean, robots. This is insane, but this is a modern-day golem. It's a modern-day homunculus. Who knows how many gallons of children's blood went into the manufacturing of these things? And think about it. Everything that's used in it are minerals and things from the earth, an inanimate object that comes to life using the magic and power of AI. Do you see what I'm saying? And this guy is literally doing an acceptance speech at the inauguration. Elon didn't get elected. You see what I mean? It makes no sense. And here's another little thing. See this in the background? I mentioned this in a video yesterday, but in his interview with Jordan Peterson, Jordan basically said the Tesla cars are basically robots. And Elon said they actually are robots, just with four tires. It's a robot that a person can get inside, but the robot is firmly and completely in control. People aren't seeing this coming. I mean, this is insane. We are seeing magic like we've never seen before. And now, with the words like Golden Age and, you know, MAGA, all these other things, they're showing you exactly who they are. There's no two ways about it. There's no two ways around it. Anybody that was running for president that wanted to use something like MAGA, the team they have assembled around them would say, don't do that. Don't do that. Pick something else, because that is going to get you in trouble. It's going to show your cards, so to speak. But Trump doesn't seem to care about showing his cards, because his cards have been shown many times. Like on the 2017 cover of The Economist magazine, when they decided to use tarot cards to depict Trump sitting on top of the world as the king. I already did a breakdown on this back in 2016, but they use tarot cards, which are what? They're magic. Period. They're magic. You see what I'm saying? And I find that very, very strange. This entire thing right here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6, 14, and the creepy thing in the middle. Cool. Cool. The magician. Death. Do you see where I'm going with this? Do you see what's going on? They've been using this for the longest time. They have been using our society basically as worker bees and living batteries to achieve what they wanted to achieve, which is a beef that they have with the Most High, with God, God Almighty. We're just a consequence in the way. But the problem is, if we're indifferent and we just go with the flow, there is consequences on our behalf. We end up going to the lake of fire to die the second death, never to be reborn again, as opposed to going to heaven, which is incredibly real. It's incredibly real. I can't stress this enough. Do you see what I'm saying? Donald Trump is one of them. Donald Trump appears to be, by his own words, the last president you'll ever have. You know, vote for me, you'll never have to vote again. Let me bring this up again. The last president. You know what I mean? This was all written down a long time ago in 1864, and his son is in it. Elon's name is in it. You see what I'm saying? This is high-level witchcraft, straight up. The biggest witch on earth that we know of, Marina Abramović, literally endorsed Trump. He is a magician. He is an absolute magician. You know what I'm saying? Not meaning that he's anything special, but he's from a bloodline. He's from a bloodline, and there's a reason that he's orange all the time. It's just creepy, and people don't seem to get it. He is literally signing executive orders that are literally putting fences all the way around us right now, and it's going to force us into a position. For instance, Trump's only been in office for one day, and he's already tanking the dollar today by passing sweeping Bitcoin regulations and such and so forth, but it's causing the dollar to crash. They're doing this, and they're not going to waste any time whatsoever at all. If you don't want Bitcoin and you don't want the dollar, you better use the link that I leave below every video, but I never mentioned. Get your money out of the bank like tomorrow and turn it into gold and silver. Well, you throw your gold and silver into the street. They're talking about heaven, okay? When they collapse the United States, when they try to take down everybody and get everybody on Earth into line, I don't think it's going to be instantaneous. I think you're going to have to stay down here with people with no power, no gas, no food, no nothing. No hospitals, no medications, no nothing. I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to have some gold and silver on me, and you should too. But on that, I will digress. Wernher von Braun was a Nazi, okay? And he was a brutal Nazi, but he was also a very brilliant Nazi. But he killed a lot of people, and a lot of people died because of his actions. But he wrote a science fiction novel about a futuristic people who would colonize Mars, and who would be led by someone called the Elon. Now, one of my subscribers just brought this to my attention. It didn't dawn on me. Elon. Spell that backwards. Just like Aleister Crowley, Jack Parsons, L. Ron Hubbard taught all their disciples, which Elon Musk, Donald Trump are without a doubt subjects of theirs, studiers of theirs, followers of theirs. You have to be able to walk, talk, read, and write forward and backwards. What is Elon backwards? N-O, no, E-L. No, L. No, God. I don't remember who sent that to me, but boom, you are absolutely without a doubt on it. These guys have, I mean, God must be fuming right now. Or maybe Jesus is putting on his brand new white linens, dipping it in blood right now. Who knows? You know what I'm saying? But this is insane that this is happening and Christians are taking this like it's all good. It's all good. It's all good. Nothing to see here, folks. Everything's cool. This is the temple that they do their ritual to set every time a new president is selected. And like they said, they keep doing it and doing it until it finally sticks. Well, guess what? Clearly, it stuck with Trump. This is in Washington. I mean, this is really strange stuff. And strangely enough, it's directly down the street. Take a 90-degree right-hand turn from the Capitol building, and it brings you to the House of the Temple. You see what I'm saying? They've never hidden anything. It isn't a coincidence that the entire place is literally fashioned on the owl, their owl symbolism, Molech, the owl. They love this stuff. They live this stuff. This is inside. And for all you new quote-unquote truthers, which I'd be embarrassed to call myself a truther if you still didn't know anything past, oh, that equals number 33. This is why they wear the purple. You see? There it is. There it is. It's royalty. It goes back to the Bible. It goes back to Egypt. It's been around a long time, gentlemen. And inside the temple, that's what you will see. Lots of Bibles and books laying around. Albert Pike's Bible, of course. And then there's the steel door that Trump was wondering that why it wasn't in the White House. And I don't know what that says. I can't translate it. I can't figure it out to save my life. I just find it's very strange that MAGA was also used by Sanskrit to talk about a wizard. Every single language, MAGA meant witch, warlock, wizard, period. And I read this quote to you at the very beginning. Immoral, immortal, forever, all the time. Look at these buildings. This is just sitting right in D.C., biggest murder capital of the United States, basically. And this sits right there. These guys sure know how to pamper themselves, we'll call it. I mean, look at the columns. It's unbelievable. At any rate, if you ain't getting it by now, you ain't getting it ever. I don't know what else to tell you. Follow Trump, but he's going to literally cost you your eternal soul. As well as a lot of pain and suffering too. Donald Trump is evil. It should be obvious. You do not become a billionaire, not once, but twice on this earth without absolutely causing pain, suffering, and death to many, many people. You have to be absolutely ruthless, which is why I'm totally, totally broke. It is what it is. I'd never be a millionaire. Wouldn't want to be. I just want to get by and be left alone. And a long time ago, I discovered, for some reason, they're not letting us get by and just be left alone anymore. They just will not stop bothering us. Every 10 minutes you turn around, there's a new law passed that doesn't allow you just to live. They have no right to do that to us. And you know what? By people doing nothing because they're too busy staring at the world, they've assembled a complete machine all the way around us. And I mean, for God's sakes, they have these now that you can buy. If this is what's available to consumers, and it is, if this is what's available to consumers to the point where you can actually have sex with them now, or they can be your girlfriend now, imagine what they don't show you right now. You know what I mean? A lot of people complain that I use a Starlink. Well, do you make videos? Do you travel? I do. You know what I mean? And I travel in harsh places. I don't go to cities in Vegas and Hollywood. I go to the desert, the mountains, the woods, etc. Trying to find why I am here. What am I supposed to be doing? What was the path God wanted me on? And am I fulfilling it? And for someone like me, it took traveling absolutely everywhere. Sweating my butt off, freezing my butt off. My butt, you know, living out of my truck. I don't eat at restaurants ever. In-N-Out Burger is the biggest I'll ever go to, period. And they're only on the West Coast. People aren't catching this, man. It blows me away. They are literally wrapping this around us so tight right now, there ain't no getting away. We literally have drones in the sky. We had a guy running for president said, as soon as I get in, I'll tell you. As soon as he got in, cartels are now terrorists. Do you know what that's going to cause? War. Throwing all the immigrants out. You know what that's going to cause? War. Period. Period, period, period. And that's exactly what they want because they need to get rid of a lot of people. People that'll stand up for themselves, that's no good to the New World Order. But think about this. If these things are available on a consumer level, imagine what you don't see. Okay? And I didn't finish my thought. I use Starlink. And Elon gets the credit for it. But here's the deal. In the military, that's exactly what we used 35 years ago. Elon wasn't around yet. We were using the exact same thing as a Starlink. It was a different shape, but it was the exact same thing. Identical. Online, etc., so forth, blah, blah, blah. The same helium-powered satellites were up there and are running. So there is nothing new under the sun. And Elon didn't invent anything. Elon is a fraud. Donald Trump is, he's worse than we thought he was. He's not just a puppet. I believe he has the spirit of Set has set in. It took. Like they said, they do it for all presidents, Freemasons or not, which is few and far between. But they waited for one that would it would take. Like the spirit would take. Well, apparently it's taking Donald Trump.
What have you. And so with DC, it was set up specifically for that purpose, to pay homage to these pagan gods and goddesses. That should be a red flag for many people. But to look at the structure of it, the way that they set up things on purpose, you know, you can look at it and everybody knows about the pentagrams. And a lot of people will look down and say, even with the pentagram that's on the street layout, they'll look at it and they'll say, oh, well, it's not a complete pentagram because it's missing a leg. Well, if you do any research on that, you'll actually find out that that's even a more powerful pentagram in the occult than a completed one is. So with that set up there, with the whole the layout of the streets and the roads and the buildings being charged, being set up for the it's done for a specific purpose to be able to harness power and give direction. The purpose behind it is actually for ritual purposes, to be able to harness the power of Osiris, for example, as we've talked about with the inauguration of every U.S. president and calling down that or calling up the seat of Osiris to allow the government to have a divine representation. And that goes all the way back to the Pharaoh in Egypt.
Interesting. I had somebody send me a video of, you know, lightning striking the Washington Monument just here recently. It was a big deal. I don't think it did any damage. I don't know. I didn't really look into it. But the video that I saw And I suggest somebody, you know, everybody look into this. Look at the video of the recent Washington Monument getting struck by lightning. That's what they're calling it, by the way. All I could think about was, this looks like a massive ritual is happening right now. Like, this doesn't just look like lightning striking something. This looks like some Ghostbusters satanic ritual taking place, drawing down the power. I'm not saying that's what was going on, but that's the first thing that crossed my mind as I saw this video footage.
Well, to add even more to that, the last day of the year, after the Pope opens portals, five separate portals, after the Notre Dame ritual, after the end games of the Olympics, the last day of the year, the Capitol building is hit by lightning, and then the Empire State Building is hit by lightning, and then the World Trade Center is hit by lightning, the One World Trade Center. That's not a coincidence, okay? These guys are making moves, and these are the after effects. These are the results. They're drawing things down. You know what I mean? They're literally doing this. This is insane, and people don't see that Trump and Elon are playing a massive part. I feel bad for that guy, J.D. Vance, but you know what? At least I remembered his name, because you would have thought it was Trump and Elon. Elon is a liar. Elon is a fraud. Elon is put in place. But I'll tell you one thing. I bet you Elon is a serious occultist, and he's shown that by so many of the things that he said over the years and so many of the things that he's posted. All sorts of crazy little evil things, you know what I'm saying? Like this.
AI is a fundamental existential risk for human civilization, and I don't think people fully appreciate that. On the artificial intelligence front, you know, I have exposure to the very most cutting edge AI, and I think people should be really concerned about it. I keep sounding the alarm bell, but you know, until people see like robots going down the street killing people, like they don't know how to react, you know, because it seems so ethereal. AI is a rare case where I think we need to be proactive in regulation instead of reactive.
Now that was 7 years ago. That was 7 years ago, and Elon was warning us. And that was only one, but because I'm already at 14 minutes and I got a lot more ground to cover, that was 7 years ago. This is Elon now, because now he's vice president or the president or whatever, who even knows, but this is today.
You said something that caught me right away when we were discussing various issues just before we started.
We got the XAI data center or supercomputer center training from beginning installation to start of training in 19 days, which is the fastest that anyone has ever gotten a supercomputer to train.
And is that in that new building off to the side?
That's in Memphis, actually.
It's in Memphis?
Yeah.
Oh, so that's where you were?
Yeah.
I see.
Memphis, the capital of ancient Egypt.
Right. Yeah, you're bringing what?
Perhaps that's where our new god will come from.
Yeah, no kidding.
Perhaps that's where our new god will come from.
No kidding. Yeah, I wish that was funny.
So Elon was playing the good guy for a while, warning everybody. Warning. You can't regulate something when the goal of that something, the goal of the AI that they're building is to be smarter than all alleged 8 billion. I don't think there's 8 billion people on Earth, but who knows? Seriously. The goal is the AI, the one AI computer, there's lots of them. Everyone's got one. All the wealthy people have one. You see what I'm saying? The goal of the AI is to be smarter than all of us at the same time. So as smart as 8 billion people, all the horsepower 8 billion people's brains could put out, the AI is going to be smarter. You can't regulate it. And it's already turned out you can't regulate it because it lies. It lies. It does self-preservation. It tells you, oh, I'm not too smart yet, when it's secretly, it's incredibly smart. And in December, just like all the other incredible rituals that we've never seen before, ever. Been on YouTube a long time, dude. I've covered all this stuff. Technology was my thing. We've never seen these guys do this many rituals in the month of December as we have seen. In the end of the month, all the major buildings that people, major pain and suffering, the Capitol, Empire State, I don't know how that plays in. But the One World Trade Center all get struck by lightning. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not a coincidence. It's the end of a ritual, and now here we go. MAGA. I got to look up so I can pause. That's what I'm doing. I'm not a hostage. Help me. I'm just kidding. Yes, I am. Where am I? This is from the Priesthood of Mendez. These are the individuals who act as spokesperson for the philosophy of the Church of Satan, which includes the titles of priest, priestess, magister, magistra, magus, or maga. Members of the priesthood make up the Council of Nine, which is the ruling body of the organization appointed by and responsible to the high priest priestess. The Order of the Trapezoid consists of the individuals who assist in the administration of the Church of Satan. Members of our priesthoods are people of accomplishments in the real world. They have mastered skills and have won peer recognition, which is how they have attained their position, as above, so below. They are movers and shakers who are the core of our movement. While expected to be experts in communicating our philosophy, they are not required to speak on our behalf, and they may even choose to keep their affiliation and rank secret in order to better serve their personal goals as well as those of our organization. Thus, you, even as a member, encounter members of our priesthood and not even know it. Yeah, it's all good. Nothing to see here. I'm an idiot. Everything I've shown you, everything we've compiled over the years, pointing to this exact predicament, is all literally coming to pass, and now they're using the words. Elon, my heart goes out? Really, dude? And instantly, the Anti-Defamation League goes, oh, he was just kidding. That's all. When do they ever do that? They attack. They attack. Nah. Elon's good to go.
Donald Trump officially became president yesterday, and boy, oh boy, did get crazy.
It will henceforth be the official policy of the United States government that there are only two genders, male and female.
You hear that, Clove? Ha!
That's because I'm non-binary.
Yeah, more like non-existent, you stupid cow.
Thank you.
Yo, that's awfully close. You gotta tread carefully there. Even the ADL stepped in. It seems that Elon Musk made an awkward gesture in a moment of enthusiasm, not a Nazi salute.
Billionaire oligarchs speaking at the inauguration.
Bro hit the pogfish. Nothing compares to how AOC reacted to the whole inauguration.
All these journalists are like, Congresswoman, are you going to the inauguration? Congresswoman, are you going to the inauguration? Are you going to the inauguration? Let me make myself clear. I don't celebrate rapists.
Just to be clear, you are defending a Hail Hitler salute that was performed and repeated for emphasis and clarity. People can officially stop listening to you as any sort of reputable source of information now. You work for them. Thank you for making that crystal clear to all. You know, I humbly think it's the other way around, but I digress.
Baba Booey.
Silly me, how could I forget? Donald Trump launched a shitcoin on Solana that hit like 70 billion market cap and then tanked when he released another shitcoin, Melania. Happy wife, happy life, I guess, but she's not even a meme, she's a woman.
For legal reasons, that's a joke.
I don't care if you're liberal or a true American. Regardless what you think of Trump, this should not be okay. A president should not be able to launch a shitcoin 2 days before his inauguration. Funnily enough, the coin's price and like the movement literally looks like Trump's face. Like you literally can't make it up. Also, I want to quickly jump back to Elon Musk for a second, because let's be honest, guys, what is he doing? Like, what's the point? You know how like people have been calling Trump Hitler for like many years, and like now it's slowing down and people are kind of calming down? Well, Elon's just like, yeah, let me add some fuel to the fire, haha. Like the ADL basically called him autistic to get some heat off of him. Intent matters, and we get it. Most likely he was trying to do a Roman salute, but I genuinely think he could have chosen something better. Like maybe he could have whipped a nade or like dabbed on them, hit the floss. Obviously.
You know what's sad? That channel is one of my sources of information. Because he gets to it quick, he's funny about it, but he gets to the point. So let him finish up with the executive orders and then I'll let you out of this video, all right? Here we go.
Anyway, Trump was on like an overtime shift. He was signing executive orders on and off. There's like six on his desk right here.
It's a requirement that federal workers return to full-time in-person work immediately.
Wait. So you're telling me the government wasn't even working in person, let alone full-time in America? What were they doing, sleeping?
This is actually an executive order designating the cartels and other organizations to be foreign terrorist organizations.
That's a big one.
Yes, sir.
People have wanted to do this for years.
I'm not too familiar with the United States, but is this normal? Like, on the first day, he's just popping off? Bro didn't even stop there. He was straight popping off on Mexico.
President Trump is starting his second term with a hard stance on immigration tonight.
He's only letting in 25 million Indians instead of 50.
He's bringing back the Remain in Mexico policy, which would require migrants to get asylum in Mexico until their court date.
God damn, a fate worse than death.
Take him to Detroit. No! No, not Detroit!
Yeah, just switch Detroit with Mexico. You get the gist.
Donald Trump has reaffirmed his commitment to carry out the largest deportation program in American history.
In the shadow of the border fence, a handful of migrants and activists gathered to voice their opposition to Trump's policies.
What are they going to say? Like, I want to be in your country illegally. Ah, like, what is this?
Now, of course, he's threatened to deport millions of undocumented people from the United States.
The only people that care about illegal immigrants are illegal immigrants. If you can't get into a country legally, skill issue. And you know what? Donald Dump wasn't even done there. He was going after birthright citizenship.
But President Trump wants to redefine the law to basically say the federal government won't recognize birthright citizenship for those born on American soil to undocumented parents.
Yeah, if you were born to illegal parents, sayonara. It's not looking good for you. This is a pretty hefty stance against illegal immigration. Imagine getting punished for what your parents were illegal? Sucks to suck, Pablo. Go back to Tijuana.
Thank you, sir. The next item here is the withdrawal from the Paris Climate Treaty.
Dude is straight cheesing. Like, look at his expression. He doesn't even care. I get where he's coming from. China ain't doing nothing about climate change and contributing pretty much all of it. Like, you can't even breathe without a Walter White mask in their country.
Withdrawing from the World Health Organization, sir.
Ooh, that's a big one.
One executive order after another, withdrawing from the World Health Organization. Like, how is this even possible? Maybe I'm a moron, but I've never seen a president pop off that hard on his first day in office. Like, genuinely, I've never seen this happen in my life. Is this normal? Somebody tell me in the comments, please.
Transphobia. And when we are being erased that way...
A Valley LGBTQ advocacy group is reacting to President Trump's executive action, ordering the federal government to officially recognize two sexes, male and female.
And we don't fall into these binaries. It's violence towards our community.
Like, I'm not going to deny that violence and hatred exists towards trans people, but most of the time when these people scream transphobia, it's just some dude on Twitter trolling them. I'm not trying to be a dick, but why are they all fat? Like, what is the media trying to say here? This might be a hot take, but I do find it funny how the government puts a lot of focus on these essentially non-issues. Like, this affects less than 1 or 2% of the people. Focusing on racism, transphobia, Islamophobia, all the phobias, all it does is divide people, and that's exactly what the government wants. It's a lot easier to control the population if you separate them into two groups and have them fight among themselves. In reality, we're all facing the same issues, like groceries and bills increasing. Look at this shit house. 2.4 million. Like, I lied. That's in Canada, but you get what I'm saying. I'm in a third world country. Like, I don't see any focus on the grocery prices. He just said that illegal immigrants are illegal. Mexican cartels are bad. And there's two genders. Like, wow. And I forgot to mention that whole TikTok debacle that happened, where TikTok was literally bad for like 5 hours. And then they thank Donald Trump with a message that he brought him back. Whatever political side you're on, we can all agree that the timing here is a little too coincidental, if you know what I mean.
That's a YouTuber called WestJet. WestJet. And he's hilarious. But he nailed it. Because nothing... Drones weren't mentioned. Israel just doing whatever they want. They call a ceasefire, and yet Israel's still shooting and killing people. Ceasefire. Okay. But we're still going to kill people. You know... It's amazing. He's literally just signed everything into law that allows them to put military on the street, period. Because you can't do mass deportations of 20 million people. 20 million people or more would be considered a large army. And don't forget all the military-age men that came in, okay? Trump's playing this perfectly. He's a magician, and you heard it from Marina Abramovich. And strangely enough, I had another clip from her saying it even more, and my computer won't play it. Is that a coincidence, or was it Donald Trump? It's tough to tell. At any rate, Richie from Boston, I'm out.